Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tap Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments. Excuse me, for today, Wednesday, May 11th. The grains closed firm, pretty strong here. July corn up 13 and a quarter cents, 788 and a half. July wheat up 20 and a quarter, 1113. And July beans up 14 and a half cents at 1606 and three quarters. Wheat was the strongest out here as the EU drought continues to spread. No real relief in sight there. The southwestern part of the country is hot, 95 to 100 degrees and dry. That's Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. They say the southwestern Kansas crop is a disaster. So, you know, that's been certainly supportive of prices out here. The big problem for the week continues to be the strong dollar. While it's down six ticks today, it's still, you know, just six ticks away from a new contract high close. Closed at 103.89, which is just way too high to expect any export business out here. We didn't see any exports here this morning. Again, that's a little bit negative. The weekly export sales tomorrow, they're only looking for 250 on wheat. You know, these are tough numbers. Corn, 900,000. Another tough number. Beans, 700,000. These are not great export numbers, in my opinion. But tomorrow, it's going to be all about the WASDE report. As I look at some of these numbers here, corn carryout for old crop down about 36 million bushels. The beans down about 38 million bushels. Wheat up wheat up 3 million bushels. Next year, the carryout is looking at 1.305 on the corn, 319 on the beans, 655 on the wheat. World carryouts, corn down about 1.7 million metric tons. The beans down 600,000 metric tons. The wheat down just 100,000 metric tons. New crop, world carryouts look to be 295.6 on corn, 98 on beans, 271.6 on the wheat. Total wheat production, 1.789 billion bushels. That's up from 1.646 last year. They're going to cut. Looks like they're going to cut the hard red winter numbers significantly, down about 66 million bushels. But it could be a lot worse, in my opinion. Frankly, I'd probably want to be long new crop wheat and, you know, short maybe new crop beans out here. But really don't want to try to second-guess these reports too much. Obviously, the trade's looking for something friendly. Funds are heavily long corn. They're heavily long beans and oil. So if there is a bearish report, you know, the downside could be pretty serious. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.